This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. And texting, tweeting, shall I go on? I mean, you know what it is, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room going on there, as well as a live feed on Facebook. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what topic you want to hear, what author you may want to hear. Right? There's all kinds of stuff. I can't keep up with it all. I depend on you guys to help out. So the big news of the day, I guess this is going to be because of Obama also. Turkey released the U.S. pastor after 2 years of being in prison. What do you think of that? Now, I'm sure Obama had something to do with this. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Now, I think they were trying to ease tensions. I think they were trying to maybe make some kind of goodwill attempt. Now, this is about 2 years after Turkish authorities detained Andrew Brunson on suspicion of espionage. The U.S. pastor is a free man once again. Turkey orders release on Friday, ending a case that heightened tensions between Turkey and the U.S. A court in the western city of Izmir actually sentenced Brunson to a little more than 3 years in prison, according to Turkey's state news agency. However, as NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul, he said that the court says that he'll serve no more time considering his health issues. Court also lifted judicial controls on Brunson. That means restrictions of his movements have been lifted and he is now free to leave the country. Now, Kenyon reports that the prosecutor had asked for a 10-year sentence. The evangelical pastor wept in court after hearing the news of his release. Reuters, yeah, them too. Reuters reported that prior to the ruling, he said, "I'm an innocent man. I love Jesus. I love Turkey." After he listened to an alleged witness, he said, "I do not understand how this is related to me." The same day his sentence was handed down, Brunson boarded a plane departing Turkey. The United States welcomes the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson, the White House said. "We look forward to his return home, where he'll be reunited with his family. My thoughts and prayers are with the Pastor Brunson," President Trump himself tweeted. "And we hope to have him home soon." Yeah, he's probably sent to Germany, which is what we do when we're out there. We go to Germany first, check them out, make sure they're good, and then we take them back home. Now, he's from North Carolina. He's lived and worked in Turkey for more than 20 years. He was arrested following a failed coup in 2016, according to the local news source. He was charged with being a member of the Fethullah terrorist organization, the group that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blames for the attempted coup. Now, the news agency said that Brunson also was charged with spying for Kurdish militants. You know, usually they go after anything they can to get these guys. But if you think about this, who do you think put the pressure on? Do you think this would have happened under Obama? Do you think this would have happened under George W., frankly? Right? The White House thought that they had a deal after President Trump spoke with Turkey's president earlier this year. But at that point, he was only moved from prison to house arrest, and that upset the White House. The pressure's been on ever since. He's ratcheted it. Now, notice that President Trump doesn't mind putting a little pressure on, getting on these guys to make a move, to let these people... Now, we know that most of these guys are incarcerated, really, I won't say illegally. How about improperly? On trumped-up charges. Hey, I like that, trumped-up charges. But, you know, the United States and Turkey, they've had... I won't say fragile. They've had a rough relationship. How's that? Over the years. And I'm sure Trump isn't making it any easier for them. Right? Think about what he does to them, what he has done. And I'm sure that it's not that simple for them overall. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. Let me see. I had like five stories up here. Oh, there we go. Sessions. I guess he came out of a coma. I mean, really. He announced that Chicago's going to get additional law enforcement resources. So, if you think about this, they can't just force themselves. They can't force themselves on the city. We can't just go marching in there as the feds. The city has to want us. The state has to want us. What has taken them so long? Why has this been so hard to do? Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Friday revealed that the Justice Department would be giving Chicago law enforcement additional resources to help combat crime. Also filed a brief in opposition to a proposal to reform city policing practices. In large cities like Chicago, the duty to maintain public safety, security, and order generally falls upon their police departments. Now, Sessions said in a news release from the Justice Department that there is one government institution and one alone. It's the only one that has the ability to make Chicago safer. Now, Sessions said that our goal should be to empower and help it fulfill its duties, not to restrict its proper functioning or excessively, you know, being involved in their business, so to speak. He said, make no mistake, though, unjustified restrictions on proper policing and disrespect for our officers directly led to this strategy, and it's just getting worse. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute more on Chicago finally accepting some help from the feds. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. Oh, wait, you can catch up. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved, truly being engaged, truly being part of, if you would. And head up to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also buy a coffee mug. Tastes better. I'm telling you. I have it right here in front of me. I mean, some of you who have your video on, you can see it. You can always see I look very happy when I'm drinking my coffee out of it. But other than that, you get the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to be afraid of. You don't have to be. That's number one. Number two is, I always love the fact that the left says they hate labels. However, every one of those terminologies is a label that the left gave me. Isn't that good of them? Seriously. So we're talking about the Chicago Police Department. There is, they finally have accepted help from the Department of Justice. And Sessions has said, we don't want to move in. We don't want to take over. We want to give you help. But all the restrictions they put on their police departments and what they can do, or their police officers, as to what they do and can't do in a traffic stop, what they can do and can't do when they show up in neighborhoods, is really what's causing the trouble. Even the gang members say it's a joke. They're in and out of a jail, even on gun possession, in 24 hours. How does that happen? If guns are illegal in the city, and let me see. I'm just trying to figure this out. So guns are illegal in the city of Chicago. If you're caught with a gun, it's like a major crime. So you go to jail for 24 hours because they have no place to put you. They can't keep you there. And they have to schedule out a court date for you. So now you make bail, you get out, and I'm sure after having one illegal firearm, you'll never touch another one again because you've been in jail for it, right? Wrong. These people have gone through 4, 5, 6, 7 times through the court system, and they're going through again. Isn't that amazing? Anyhow, the DOJ announced that it would oppose the proposed consent decree, which had been brought before a federal judge for consideration. Now, the announcement followed remarks by President Trump in which he supported using the stop-and-frisk police method as a means of fighting the crime in the city. It goes all the way back to 2015. See, this stuff would have been easy for them. Do you know what I mean? It would have been easy for the cleanup. It would have been easy to make happen. And if they would just work with the feds, nobody wants to work with the feds, and it's because they hate Trump. They don't care what it does to their cities. They don't care what it does to their streets. They don't care what it does to their schools. They just care that it makes, or it looks like it makes, Trump fail. And the problem here is that Trump is growing in popularity, not declining. He's growing in popularity in the black community, where all this is happening. How are you hurting him by refusing to take help? What do you think is going on with Rahm Emanuel? You think the reason he's not running again is because he's so popular he's afraid he's going to win? Anyhow, five violent crime coordinators, known as VCTs, will also join the project's Safe Neighborhoods team. These experienced VCCs will join the existing ATF and VCC in Chicago, looking, you know, daily reviewing what's going on with firearm arrests, seizures, and other things going on in the city, including violent crimes. The DOJ on Friday filed a statement of interest in a lawsuit between Chicago and the state of Illinois, in which the latter sued in August of 2017. They allege a use of excessive force and racially biased policing. So instead of allowing these guys to do their jobs and get crime down, we're too worried about every little thing that they're doing. And when I say that, I mean, it shouldn't be racially biased policing. But don't you think they should sit down and discuss? And excessive force, what is excessive force? People are being killed in the streets every night. It's triples on the weekends. I'm sorry, what is excessive force? What do you want him to do? She's screaming, hey, excuse me, young man, you look like you have a gun in your hand. Yeah, we'd like you to put that down. What is excessive force? Take him down hard? Slamming him on the ground? Is that excessive force? In September of 2018, the two parties entered the consent decree proposal to the district court. The news release said, however, that the Department of Justice is not happy with the settlement, doesn't believe in the agreement. They don't believe that it'll work or that it'll help. And the statement of interest asked the court not to enter the proposed consent decree, but rather to allow state and local officials and Chicago's frontline officers to come up with a way to make it happen, for them to decide how it's going to be. There's a novel idea. Let the guys on the street, let the guys involved decide how to make this work, right? And listen to them, not the people in the chairs, not the people standing behind the chairs. God, this is so frustrating. Because they really don't know what they're doing, to a big degree. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Rosenstein won't testify under oath. I wonder why that is. See, if he testifies under oath and something's found to be factually incorrect, using their words, he can be brought up on, you know, fraud, lying to the son. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff, right? But if he doesn't, apparently that makes it better. So I guess you can lie if you don't take an oath. And if you do take an oath, supposedly you can't lie. And then the Fusion GPS co-founder, Mr. Simpson, also said that he's gonna plead the fifth. Because he thinks this is a witch hunt. Go figure. Because he knows they got him. Not even that they got him, like they've got all the facts. But he knows that the feds know what went down, what took place. And Glenn Simpson, who's the co-founder of Fusion GPS, he told the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday that he won't or will invoke his constitutional right not to testify. Now, this is coming from his attorneys. Consistent with the September 27, 2008 letter we sent you, he said, Mr. Simpson, whose testimony is a matter of public record, will not be participating in a confidential deposition. What are they afraid of? They said he'll instead invoke his constitutional right not to testify under the First and Fifth Amendments. Wow. Now, you realize that anybody on the right does that, as you saw happen when Obama was in power. They were hiding something. What were they hiding? I mean, really, think about it. Well, what were they hiding? I guess nothing, because the left is not upset by this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Want more of this after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation. So we'll see what happens.
That's President Trump. As the mystery surrounding the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist who's from Saudi Arabia deepens, Jamal Khashoggi last seen on video walking into the embassy in Turkey, but he is not seen leaving the building. Some believe he was killed. Now President Trump getting involved, saying he'll be making a call.
Have you spoken to the king of Saudi Arabia about this matter?
I have not. I have not called him. I will be calling him. I will be calling at some point King Solomon.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, at least 11 people killed and the number expected to rise as first responders go door to door looking for people still unaccounted for. Supplies slowly trickling into the hardest hit areas like Mexico Beach and Panama City. This is USA Radio News.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-85-GOLD. That's 800-85-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
God bless America. Yeah. I would have nobody if it wasn't for you guys. I'd have Tammy. You know, I know. You were just getting ready to shoot me. I got it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot happening up there on the website that you can get involved with. You can be part of. So let me ask you a question, although none of you will really answer. I won't hear any of you anyhow. You know, Chicago's had so much trouble. You know, it's so violent. They've not been able to curb it at all. Not really. Would you, if you lived in a city, maybe that's my next, I don't know, poll. But you guys in the Facebook feed, you can answer it there. Would you accept, would you mind having, because I know a lot of us don't want the government totally involved or anything, but would you mind having the police, I mean the National Guard or that kind of thing, in the streets at night on the weekends, if you thought it would take crime down to nothing, really, would you do that, allow them to come into your cities, roam your streets, if you thought it would curb what was happening in the streets, it would keep your little kids alive? Because I'll tell you what, if I lived in the city, and I couldn't even take my kids to the park for fear that if I had the wrong color on, looked the wrong way, blinked the wrong way at somebody, that me and my kids could be shot. Yes, bring them in. Whatever it would take to protect the place. And then what I would do, if we had to go that far, then I would vote out the electeds. Right? I had to vote out the electeds. That's what I would do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I told you earlier, the Fusion GPS guys, co-founder, going to plead the fifth. What's he got to hide? Now, the wonderful thing that happened, I guess today or yesterday, is that the Senate confirmed 15 judges that Trump had appointed. It's about time that we get it. We get a kick. We get moving here. Now, the Senate confirmed 15 of President Trump's judicial picks on Thursday after the GOP leadership reached a deal with Democrats, clearing about a third of the backlog and closing up shop through Election Day to give senators a chance to campaign. I wouldn't. I want to drag this thing out as long as I could. They're protecting 27 seats. Right? They've got people mad at them, outraged at them. Why in God's creation would you give them any time to campaign? Let it fester. Three of the judges are for the powerful circuit courts of appeals, while the other 12 were for district court positions. Many cleared on nearly party-line votes, while others were approved by voice votes. They were the first judicial confirmation since last weekend's vote on Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Some Republicans had hoped senators would stay in town to work on all 49 judicial picks. Right? They were all ready for four votes, but the 15 was the best deal the GOP could get. That represented the amount of judges who could realistically have been confirmed if the Senate had devoted full time to confirmations over the next few weeks. Liberals, though, were incensed that Democrat leaders agreed to do anything with Republicans. I mean, are we serious? This is what I mean. They don't want to work. They're not interested in working with us. They're only interested in working against us. That's the goal here. You know, and again, it's just crazy because most of the time they fly through these nominations anyhow. Really, it's true. I'd love for them to stay and grind them out into the ground over the next 4 weeks. But the truth be told, if you got 15, that's huge, said Rick Manning. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. The three circuit court nominees confirmed were David Porter for the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. He was confirmed on a 50-35 vote. Isn't that exciting? Ryan Douglas Nelson for the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, 51-44, which is good because that tells me they couldn't stand him. And that's what they need. They need some more conservative viewpoints on that 9th Circuit Court. You know, I was reading an article the other day. Did you know the Supreme Court, well, I shouldn't say this. I should check it out because originally the Supreme Court, according to the article, they had no problem with the Supreme Court being an even amount. Because the mindset was is that they would tie everything back to the Constitution and it wasn't going to be partisan, so it wasn't going to be a big deal. And apparently, they were wrong. The Founding Fathers had that one wrong. If that's true. I've read other things about it, like, you know, the very first Supreme Court Justice, John Jay. He was truly, truly and honestly a man of ethics and integrity. Man, do we have any of those left? I know you and I always say, well, yeah, me. But do we truly have any of those left? Or is a majority of our men truly men of integrity? Truly good fathers, good husbands, good leaders. Are they really there? Would they really put their job on their line, their life, their whatever, their fortune, however big or small it is? Would they put that online as well for the good of the people? So, I mean, all the people, not just the kids in their house or the woman they're married to. See, I'd be curious. I'd be curious as to what you... Because a lot of us won't even take a day off of work, take a hit and pay to go to an event. Not that you should. I'm simply stating, if you won't give up that much, what else won't you give up? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I'm just, you know, I'm playing with this, trying to figure out if you really understand what it takes to win something, if you really understand what it takes to give up. Look, when I run for office, and I've done it half a dozen times now, the joke around the house is I'm gone from the first week of September to that first week of November. And the reason for that is that you're out campaigning. Things come up on the spur of the moment. Right, things come up, you got to run out to a meeting tonight, all of a sudden they say, hey, we're going to have a forum in 2 nights, come on out. And you got to go. And it's not a, hey, honey, what do you think about this? It's, you got to go. Pre-agreement over the fact that these things come up and you got to go. Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you and your spouse willing to sit down, no matter who's running for the office, and realize that the other one's going to take up the slack for a while? Things are going to be tough. Little conversation. Are you willing to do that? Remember, our founding fathers were willing to give their lives, give their fortunes. Are you willing to do this, basically the same thing? In the past year, dozens of speakers on college campuses around the country have been shut down as a result of violence and protests and actually and intimidations as well. Now, these events took place at a variety of campuses for all kinds of reasons. Nearly every event had one thing in common. It was a liberal students and protesters shutting down the conservative speakers. While some might think of the suppression of free speech as okay, others think of it as a problem. Both sides have different viewpoints on it. Now, Campus Reform went out. They went to some of the college campuses. And they wanted to know whether it was okay for conservatives to shut down or if students knew where a liberal speaker had been shut down. At one point, they even, ready for this one, they even offered $100 for the one that could tell them if that actually happened. Let's see if we can pull this up. This would be good.
I'm Kevin Phillips at Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Georgia offering a...
All right, here's what we do because we're running out of time. Hey, see, perfect. We'll play it on the other side to break. You're just going to be floored. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Happy music. What can I tell you? I'm Joe Bessie, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. You know how to send me an email. You can call. Or you can, send me an email. Put a capital TRS in the subject line. Seriously. No, I get them, and sometimes a couple days later I get to them. You know why? Because there's no capital TRS in the subject line. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, in this world of equality on college campuses all across the country, campus reform went out to find out if there was a time when a liberal had been banned from doing a speech of any kind on a college campus. And after all, he offers $100, or they offer $100 to any student who can name someone. I would have been all over that. But there's a slight problem.
I'm Kevin Phillips at Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Georgia offering $100 to any student that can give me an example of a liberal speaker being shouted down by conservative students. Let's see what they have to say. In the past year, there's been a lot of coverage about events around the country, you know, speakers going and getting shouted down, events getting shut down for safety reasons, people getting assaulted, things of that nature. I'll give you $100 if you can give an example of conservative students on a campus shutting down a liberal speaker. $100.
Off the top of my head.
UGA campus?
Any campus.
The campus. I'm not too aware.
Yeah, I'm going to lose $100.
Nothing.
No, I don't think I can. I wish I could, but no.
Something we've seen a lot from liberal student groups on campus. Anything on the opposite side?
I don't know. I'm not too knowledgeable.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get that $100. I haven't heard of one yet. Yeah. I honestly would believe that hasn't happened before.
Anything come to mind?
No.
You know why it's no? Because there hasn't been.
I don't get the $100 then.
I don't know. I think everybody kind of thinks that because they lean conservative, they're kind of closed-minded, so that they, they're just single issue, I guess. I know. So
isn't it closed-minded to shut them down then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't really know much about it. But
I just think people are a bit more open on the liberal side.
If it's about being open-minded and one side being more open-minded, wouldn't you say it's the conservative side that's more open-minded if they're not rioting and trying to shut down events from liberal speakers?
Yeah, I think it's both sides.
And why do you think, conservative students are more likely to allow liberal speakers on campus?
I don't know.
Is there more tolerant?
I think so. I think if they did it, they know there'd be more backlash.
Liberal point of views are often more palatable.
But when you say conservative students view leftist ideas as not palatable as well, but they don't revert to shutting down speech.
Well, wait a minute. Liberal, but I know, I should have let that go by. I had to think about that for a second. Liberal point of views are more palatable to who? Are you serious? Are these people serious? They're more palatable to you because you believe them to be truth. What if you're on the other side of the issue and you don't believe them to be truth? Do we not get the voice because you don't like what we think? You don't like how we feel about something? I mean, seriously, when did that happen? When did this turn into that kind of dictatorship, if you know what I mean? It's always been amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
Yeah, but
I think that's a red herring argument. I think you're trying, it's not necessarily a red herring argument, but I think you're trying to equate having certain
liberal stuff is right in English. Fueled and divisive.
Well, who gets to decide what's divisive and what's not?
Well, when it divides people, it tends to be more divisive.
But if it's a liberal, speaker that's coming and conservative students didn't like it, if their reaction was to let it be heard out, wouldn't you say it's a better reaction than trying to shut something down?
Sorry, what did you say?
The conservative students as a whole tend to be more, tolerant towards opinions that are coming to campus they disagree with, whereas the liberal students' response is more to shut them down and why that is.
I don't profess to say why other people do what other people do.
Did anybody get that? Because he doesn't profess. In other words, he's not judging what other people do or don't do. He's not willing to judge what's right and wrong, but he is willing to judge the fact that they shouldn't be on campus. Isn't that kind of like the same thing? I mean, seriously, think about it. But this is what's happening. It's not a free... Again, I didn't go to college. Well, I went and partied there, but I didn't go to college to study. And, it's supposed to be a place of a free flow of information, is it not? A free thought. You're supposed to be able to share things on campus, talk about things on campus. But the professors have gotten to the point where they will only allow certain conversation, and they've taught the kids, the students, whatever you want to call them, I'm going to call them kids. Right, they taught them the same thing, the same mindset. If you really want to know where your dollars are going and how they're being flushed, if you would, let's talk about another issue on college campuses. History, it's just amazing. Oh, hey, Siri, there you go. You're at it again. History has the right to be, if you're on the left, you have a right to rewrite it on a regular basis. It seems to be okay. If you're on the right, if you use historical fact, then you're wrong. Which is very confusing. So a Colorado college celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. It decided to blow off Columbus Day. It's inviting a speaker who argued that the colonization of America was illegal. Fort Lewis College invited Ken Walker at the FLC alumni to give a presentation titled Culling the Soil, Decolonizing the Colonizer. Right? And at the FLC event, it called The Real History of the Americas. Walker discussed the evils of colonization in America, arguing that the explorers who found and settled America did so wrongly. They shouldn't have been allowed to. Right, because there was an international court back then and everything. And nobody colonized any area. How do you think the Indians, the Native Americans, took over more and more land? You think they won it in a poker game? Right? When you look at colonization in America, it's illegitimate, he says, illogical and flat-out illegal. Now, this... The current environmental soil in the United States is still embedded with the disconscious perspectives of settler colonialism. Right? By culling the soil, removing the mindsets of colonial domination, a fresh environment can evolve that will support the continued renewal of Native communities and lives. So what's he want? He want to turn it all back to the Native Americans? Or actually, does he want to turn it all back to the original landowners? Because that'll be fun. To combat the sense of authority over Native Americans, Walker states that we can use various educational tools to communicate America's violent history. You know, I talked about this the other night. That the far, far left constantly wants to talk about the negative history, the violent history, how hateful the U.S. has been in the past. They never talk about the good stuff that we've done. They've never talked how we've helped out other countries in many ways. I mean, you just look at Europe and what we've done for Europe in two world wars. Saved France twice, three times, I think. But we've done nothing in the mind and the eyes of a far left-leaning professor. The U.S. is just a garbage country. Now, mind you, if he said that somewhere else, it'd probably be the last words uttered out of his mouth, other than him yelling, "I'm not guilty, please don't kill me." You know what I mean by that? Right? That far-left hateful rhetoric towards this country could only be spoken here. How many countries do you think can get away with that in? The countries that they hold up as bastions of just wonderful places of peace and tranquility to live in, he would be killed in for that by that same government that he loves. They're just doing a disservice to your kids, your niece, your nephews, your grandparents, your grandkids. You've got to stand your ground. You have got to be willing to fight for your kids. You've got to be willing to fight for your country, more so than worried about friendships. Remember my Christian friend? Jesus said, not to make you and your kids closer. I'm paraphrasing a good amount of time. But basically, he was going to tear apart families, tear apart relationships for his sake. Look it up. Read it. Understand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, God bless and have a great rest of the day.